Rock City or Motown or just Detroit. And now it's got a new mayor. Voters last night elected Dave Bing, a former Detroit Pistons basketball star who'd never run for political office, as the city's next mayor. Noah Ovshinsky is a political reporter for WDET in Detroit. He did us a solid yesterday, told us what was going on with the election. But you've been covering this race, and the incumbent mayor, Ken Cockrell, was leading in the polls. So was this a surprise?
You know, I think to some degree it was. As you said, Cockrell was leading in the last several weeks. And the Cockrell camp seemed, you know, supremely confident of victory. So certainly last night was an upset. It wasn't a landslide, but it certainly was a decisive victory for Dave Bing.
But it really sort of played off of what you were saying yesterday, that there were people in Detroit who have had it with what's been going on, who really want some kind of spiritual change, whether the candidate fits that or not. It seems to me a lot of people sort of got in their cars, went to the polls, and decided to turn the page.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, even though Cockrell was up in those polls, there were still a lot of undecided. And it's still early to tell, but it seems that a lot of those undecided voters, right, they wanted the change, the message of change, which Bing, you know, hammered home during every campaign appearance. It really spoke to people. And as we talked about yesterday, you know, this is a city that has been rocked by political controversy for the last few years now. And I think people are just, they're just tired.
Bing is someone who's a businessman, and specifically in the auto parts industry. So do we have any sense about how his personal fortunes have fared?
Yeah, I mean, he's been vague, but he has hinted that his business has certainly taken a hit as a result of the struggles in the industry. But he has been vague, and he said that he's going to relinquish control of his companies to you know, several relatives as well as executives that he trusts. And he said that he's not going to have any sort of day-to-day decision-making with those companies as soon as he takes over as mayor.
Now, when we think about turnout, we talked about there possibly being a 15% turnout yesterday. Do we have any updates on that?
Yeah, you know, we don't have any solid numbers yet, but I'd be real surprised if it's anything beyond 15%. And frankly, it'll likely be, you know, somewhat lower.
When you think about that level of enfranchisement, does it reflect a profound cynicism that government can work at all, or perhaps a lack of confidence in either of the two candidates? What do you, you know, from talking, you've talked to so many people, what do you chalk this up to?
Well, you know, we had a soundbite on the show yesterday morning where this guy, this gentleman, was just like, you know, I've got to pay rent. I've got to put a roof over my head. I've got to pay for food. I can't, you know, I can't manage this all. And he seemed very cynical on city government. And I think that is a widespread belief here in Detroit. You know, the city services are really in bad shape right now. We've lost, you know, 900 cops in the last few years. We haven't had a new firefighters class in a while. The state of affairs isn't good. And I think people are, you know, I think they're too wrapped up in their own lives and making their ends meet. And I think there's a disconnect between who they think is in the political leadership and actually what happens on the street, because all they see is response times with cops getting longer, potholes growing larger, and streetlights going out.
So you've had this concatenation of events where Kilpatrick was convicted, then you have in Cockrell, now you've got Bing, but he's going to have to go up again in November for the regular election. That is a very fast turnaround. Does it put him at a disadvantage that he will have a record that can be judged so quickly that may or may not be complete?
Well, I mean, you know, Cockrell was in the mayor's chair for 7 months, and it seems like that audition in the end didn't go very well. But again, Bing, you know, he said last night, he was very clear. He said, look, I'm not going to worry about campaigning. I've got staff in place. I've won one. Actually, he's won two, the primary and the general yesterday. And he said, I'm going to go about the business of running this city. And like Cockrell, I think the first few months are going to be spent just hemorrhaging the red ink, trying to get a handle on the city's deficit.
Give me just one quick hit on another key player. Who besides the mayor is really shaping the city?
Oh, another person. I think city council, I can't say one individual, but I think city council has been very vocal in the last several months and have asserted their sort of position in city government. So I think it will remain to be seen what Cockrell's relationship will be with council.
Do you mean Bing's relationship?
Bing's relationship and Bing's relationship with Cockrell, because Ken Cockrell will go back as the city council president.
Right.
And so they're going to have to work very closely together in the next several months.
Well,
and, you know, there were also several council members at Bing's celebration party last night. So that may be indicative of something.
Well, always great to hear from you, Noah Ovshinsky, political reporter for WDET in Detroit.
Thanks.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.